A joint operation between Alicante's Policía Local and Policía Nacional has cleared an Alicante street of illegal sellers. The unlicensed vendors had been selling secondhand clothes for a considerable time, blocking pavements and causing difficulties for the elderly or people with reduced mobility. The police identified 50 sellers who were cleared away from the area and seized clothing, filling up three containers with the items which were then taken away to be dumped at a landfill site. Two women, a bank employee and a solicitor, have been arrested in Valencia for forging documents for Spanish residency applications. The women, aged 35 and 53, altered papers including criminal record certificates as part of the scam. The police investigation started after several people from Algeria and Colombia presented fake papers at the Valencia Immigration Office. Both have been charged with forging documents and bailed. Six residency applications using the bogus papers have been intercepted. The regional government has issued a tender for the design of a 6 million euro project to reform and extend the health centre in Guadamar del Segura. Bidders will have a budget of up to 262,000 euros to draw up the plans, which must include improving the main entrance, extending the area for emergencies, and creating more consultation rooms. The Crescendo International Choir has raised over 200 euros for Spanish charity Adismon, which helps disabled children integrate into normal life. The concert took place at the School of Music and Culture in Los Montesinos, and the choir hopes to build a relationship with the venue. The choir is now set to perform its final concert before summer break on the 17th of June at the club in Quesada. TheLeader.info. That's the latest from the Costa Blanca. I'm Melissa Jade, and you are up to date.